You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. And I'm Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. I'd like you to go there and email me if you're listening to the program. You have any comments, questions, challenges, insights, anything you'd like to share at all, please do email me. Put in the subject line of the email, Cross the Border, or my name, Nicholas, so that I can sort it out easily, and would like to hear from you. Let's see. What else do we have? Okay, well, I'm going to pick up, because I have a thought where we left off in Jeremiah in chapter 16 about verse 14. We have a prophetic utterance here. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Now the futurists of today would say that this was happening now, and that Jews were coming to the Holy Land from, they're coming from Russia, and they're coming from wherever, all over the earth. And so that's a prophecy about what's happening today. And then you have your Messianics. That's it. That's how you say that. Messy maniacs, huh? Anyway, you have your messy, yeah, those guys, the Gentiles who discovered that they were Jews and that are somehow going to be gathered. And they'll tell you that this is a future thing, and that's why they've discovered that they're Jews, because God is drawing them out of all the places in the earth. But you know what? I don't think they read the whole book, you know, like we're kind of like we're doing today. I don't think they read all of Jeremiah, because if he says he's going to bring them out of the north and out of all the lands where he scattered Israel and Judah, isn't he saying, didn't that happen once already? What is prophesied here? Didn't that already happen once? Well, golly, it did happen once. Yes, it did happen once already. So it's more likely that this prophecy has been fulfilled than that it's being fulfilled now or will be fulfilled in the future. Because if you have something and you can see it, and it was prophesied before it happened, and then it happened, pretty much that's prophecy unfolding in history, is it not? Well, that's the way I'm going to look at it, because you know what? I know I'm right. Yeah, I know I'm right. I know that's what this is talking about, because it's exactly what happened. They came back out of the north. Remember Daniel and his fellows and those guys there were sent back after the 7-year captivity. Read all about it in Daniel. That's right. And then you go forward in time, you go to the Gospels, and you'll find mention there in the Gospels of men of the tribe of. Yeah. Where were the 10 lost tribes? You hear they have the other thing about the lost tribes of Israel, the northern tribes of Israel that got lost. No, he brought some back. He brought a remnant back into Judea at the time of Christ. So this prophecy that Jeremiah gives was perfectly fulfilled in the time of the Messiah, in the time that the temple, well, in the time that the temple was rebuilt leading up to the Messiah. It was complete. I can show you in the Gospels where there are no lost tribes, that a remnant was brought back from all the tribes of Judah, just like it says here. He says, therefore, the days come, they shall no more be said. And it says, but the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again to their land that I gave unto their fathers. Perfectly fulfilled already. Will there be another fulfillment? Possibly. I mean, you see something going on, whether these are really, blood children of Abraham. Well, a lot of them are, obviously. Whether they are actually children of Israel, well, some of them may be, some of them may not be. Most of them have no clue whether they are or not. But I'm still not going to worship him as if somehow by virtue of being a Jew that they're in a better position. Because if they're not regenerated through the blood of the Lamb, if his blood hasn't been applied to them, if they have not been grafted back into the tree, then they're no better off than all the rest of the heathen out there, than all of the rest of the godless. Because if they reject the Son, the Heavenly Father says they reject him. And they are the posterity of the disobedient if they have not accepted Christ. So this prophecy perfectly fulfilled already. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith Yahuwah, and they shall fish them, and after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. O Yahuwah, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth. They shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. These are good words. The nations shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. That should be our cry in America today. Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself? And they are no gods. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and mine might, and they shall know that my name is Yahuwah. That's right. It doesn't say my name is the Lord in the Hebrew. I have the Textus Receptus here. I know. They shall know that my name is Yahuwah in the Hebrew there. Of course, in the Authorized King James Version, it says the Lord. And I wonder what it said there in the 1611 version. Let's take a look and see what it says there. Yeah, it says the Lord there too in the 1611 version. Totally obliterated the name of our Heavenly Father from the Scripture. Totally. But I like these words. I'm going to have to remember these in Jeremiah 16:19. Surely our fathers, and speaking of the Gentiles, the Gentiles shall come unto thee, speaking of the Creator, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, this, I guess we're, according to where Jerusalem was at the time, this would be the ends of the earth, would it not? Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Why would they change the name of Yahuwah to the Lord, which is not a name at all? Vanity. Because the mother church hated everything Hebrew. Because, you know, those Hebrews, they would only accept that one God. They would never accept the Pope as their God and their representative on earth, ever. So they hated him. It's time for us to be part of this prophecy here that Jeremiah, we can prophesy, and we can apply this to today. We can also apply it to the days after the Messiah, after Daniel's 70 weeks were up, that time determined for his people Israel was up, and the gospel went to the Gentiles. We can apply that this prophecy from that day to this day, without any controversy whatsoever. And I love it. I'm going to read it again. Jeremiah chapter 16. The Lord, O Yahuwah, my strength, my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the nations, the Gentiles, shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahuwah. That's what it says literally in the Textus Receptus. Chapter 17 and verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasure to the spoil and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou even thyself shall discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For you have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith Yahuwah, cursed is the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahuwah. For he shall be like the heath in the desert. And I wonder what the heath in the desert is. He shall be like a juniper, okay, in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope is in Yahuwah, whose hope Yahuwah is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the water that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahuwah, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. Yes, why do the wicked prosper? Well, here's their end. In their end, they shall be a fool. Their riches will part from them. It won't do them a bit of good. It shall leave them in the midst of their days. A glorious high throne from the beginning of the place of our sanctuary. O Yahuwah, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Yahuwah, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee. Neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil and destroy them with double destruction. Thus said the Lord, thus said Yahuwah unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, Hear ye the word of Yahuwah, ye kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith Yahuwah, Take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your house on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently hearken unto me, saith Yahuwah, to bring in no burden through the gates of the city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein, then shall there enter into the gates of the city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of Yahuwah. But if you will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering into the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith Yahuwah, Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant shall I speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant shall I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant? If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherein I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imaginations of his evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Ask you now among the heathen, Who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold-flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity. They have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Every one that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind. Before the enemy I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then said they, Come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest. So Jeremiah is giving this word. Now they're saying, Yeremiahu, that's his Hebrew name, which means rise up, oh Yah, or rise up to Yah, or he says, come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah. They threw him into prison. They persecuted him, because they say the law shall not perish from the priests, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Yahuwah, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.